Blackstone Audio presents The Reporter Who Knew Too Much, The Mysterious Death of What's My Line TV Star and Media Icon Dorothy Kilgallen by Mark Shaw. This book is read by Gabra Zachman. Wherever Dorothy Kilgallen goes, fame precedes her, envy follows her, and a crowd looks on. She is one of the communication marvels of the age. New York Post Daily Magazine, 1960. Justice is a big rug. When you pull it out from under one man, a lot of others fall too. Dorothy Kilgallen. Introduction. On the blistering cold, windy day of November 11th, 1965, nearly 3,000 mourners gathered inside the St. Vincent Ferrer Roman Catholic Church on New York City's Upper East Side. Another 1,500 huddled outside to pay respects to the famous What's My Line television star, radio personality, celebrated journalist, revered investigative reporter, and author, Dorothy Kilgallen. Those present and millions across the country were still reeling from her death, an unexpected tragedy. Honorary pallbearers included publisher William Randolph Hearst, Jr., and What's My Line moderator John Charles Daly. Among the celebrities attending were actress Joan Crawford, Ed Sullivan, jazz pianist Bobby Short, film producer Joseph E. Levine, and actress Betty White. Flower arrangements were present from Bob Hope, Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton, and New York City Mayor John Lindsay, whose sympathy card included the words, "Dorothy will be missed, not only by those who knew her, but also by the millions whose lives she reached daily."